Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirdesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshata Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripraja Gacharya Stotra Sita Sri Simad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskhan Samstapak Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripraja Gacharya Stotra Sita Sri Simad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So I shall read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Leela, chapter 20, the Shikshastaka prayers. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So I'll begin by reading the last few verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which are very poetic. Text 147. Sabara Charana Kripa Guru Opadhyaya Moravani Shishyatari Bahuta Machaya. The mercy of their lotus feet is my spiritual master, and my words are my disciples, whom I have made to dance in various ways. Shishyara Shrama Deki Guru Nachana Rakila Kripana Nachaya Vani Vashya Rahila. Seeing the fatigue of the disciples, the spiritual master has stopped making them dance. And because that mercy no longer makes them dance, my words now sit silently. Ani puna vani apane nachite najane yata nacha ila nachikari la vishrame. My inexperienced words do not know how to dance by themselves. The mercy of the Guru made them dance as much as possible. And now, after dancing, they have taken rest. Sabashota ganera kari charana vandana yana sabara charana kripa subera karana. I now worship the lotus feet of my readers, for by the mercy of their lotus feet, there is all good fortune. And see how humble Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is. Chaitanya Charitamrita ye jana shune tanra charana duna karon muni pane. If one hears the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, I wash his lotus feet and drink the water. Shotara pada renu karon mastaka bhushana tomara e amara pile safala haila shrama. I decorate my head with the dust of the lotus feet of my audience. Now you have all drunk this nectar, and therefore my labor is successful. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pada Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. So on this date, Sri Rama Ekadasi, as usual, I went up to Srila Prabhupada's quarters at 6 in the morning, to accompany him for his morning walk on Juhu Beach. But when I got to the top of the stairs, I was surprised to find that his door was locked. There were two flats on the top floor, one for Srila Prabhupada and one for his staff. So Srila Prabhupada's door was locked, which was very unusual. So then I tried knocking on the other door, which was also locked. But eventually, Srila Prabhupada's secretary, Harikesh, came to the door, and he said that that night, Srila Prabhupada had completed his translation of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he was in a very jubilant mood, that he had dictated the most wonderful glorification of his spiritual master, and that we should celebrate by having a feast. So now I will read from the concluding words, which, as Harikesh Prabhu described, was the most wonderful glorification of his spiritual master. Concluding words. Today, Sunday, November 10th, 1974, corresponding to the 10th of Kartik, Chaitanya Era 488, the 11th day of the dark fortnight, the Rama Ekadasi, we have now finished the English translation of Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in accordance with the authorized order of His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj, my beloved eternal spiritual master, guide, and friend. Although according to material vision, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada passed away from this material world on the last day of December 1936, I still consider His Divine Grace to be always present with me by His Vani, His words. And here Srila Prabhupada introduces the main theme of his concluding words, which is the eternal presence of His spiritual master through His instructions or Vani. And this is also a very instructive for us aspiring devotees as well. There are two ways of association, by Vani and by Vapu. Vani means words, and Vapu means physical presence. Physical presence is sometimes appreciable and sometimes not. But Vani continues to exist eternally. In Srila Prabhupada's dedication to Srimad Bhagavatam, he writes to His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he lives forever by His divine instructions, and the follower lives with Him. Physical presence is sometimes appreciable and sometimes not, but Vani continues to exist eternally. Therefore, we must take advantage of the Vani, not the physical presence. The Bhagavad Gita, for example, is the Vani of Lord Krishna. Although Krishna was personally present 5,000 years ago and is no longer physically present from the materialistic point of view, the Bhagavad Gita continues. In this connection, we may call to memory the time when I was fortunate enough to meet His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, sometime in the year 1922. Srila Prabhupada had come to Calcutta from Shidam Mayapur to start the missionary activities of the Gaudiya Math. He was sitting at a house at Ultadanga when, through the inducement of an intimate friend, the late Sriman Narendranath Mullick, I had the opportunity to meet His Divine Grace for the first time. So this very special, historic, significant place, the house at Ultadanga, has come into the possession of ISKCON, and the devotees have restored it just to the way it was when Srila Prabhupada first met His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So yeah, I'm planning to visit Calcutta in January and very much look forward to visiting that place. I do not remember the actual date of the meeting, but at that time I was one of the managers of Dr. Bose's laboratory in Calcutta. I was a newly married young man, addicted to Gandhi's movement, and dressed in khadi. Fortunately, even at our first meeting, His Divine Grace advised me to preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English in the Western countries. So we are all indebted to His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, for giving Srila Prabhupada that instruction, which has led to the Krishna consciousness movement being brought to the Western world and to all of us. Fortunately, even at our first meeting, His Divine Grace advised me to preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English in the Western countries. Because at that time, I was a complete nationalist, a follower of Mahatma Gandhi's, I submitted to His Divine Grace that unless our country were freed from foreign subjugation, no one would hear the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seriously. Of course, we had some argument on this subject, But at last I was defeated and convinced that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is the only panacea for suffering humanity. Srila Prabhupada has commented that up until then he had never been defeated in any argument, but he was defeated by his Guru Maharaj, and he was glad that he was defeated by his Guru Maharaj. But at last I was defeated and convinced that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is the only panacea for suffering humanity. I was also convinced that the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was then in the hands of a very expert devotee, and that surely the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would spread all over the world. I could not, however, immediately take up his instructions to preach, but I took his words very seriously and was always thinking how to execute his order, although I was quite unfit to do so. So Srila Prabhupada has discussed this point of, you could say, suspending the order of the spiritual master. The spiritual master may give an instruction that one is not able to take up immediately, but one will always keep the instruction in one's heart and await the opportunity to execute it. I had my own experience. Srila Prabhupada had given me the instruction to write, and in Gorakhpur, and then from Gorakhpur eventually we were called to Bombay to help with the first Bombay Pandal program at Cross Maidan. And when Srila Prabhupada, yeah, so when I arrived, Shyamasundara Prabhu was the temple president, and he asked me to collect ads for the souvenir book. I said, Srila Prabhupada instructed me to write. And he replied, you can write any time, but this is one opportunity we have. You can go to any man's office and ask for an advertisement for our souvenir book. And he doesn't have to pay from his own pocket. The company will pay for the advertisement. So I considered that what Shyamasundara Prabhu said made sense, and I also considered that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to cooperate with our authorities. So I agreed. And I collected a lot of ads for the souvenir book. When Srila Prabhupada arrived in Bombay, as usual, he sat in his room and he greeted all the devotees and glanced at them and exchanged some words with them. And then he asked me, so, Giriraj, how is your writing going? And I was flustered. I didn't know what to say. And Srila Prabhupada could understand my feeling awkward. So he said, all right, we'll discuss later. Then after some time, he called for me to come back to his room. And he said, so how is your writing going? So I explained what Shyamasundara Prabhu had said, which made sense to me. And I added that I know that you want us to work cooperatively with our authorities. So I did what he said. But I was apprehensive because I didn't know if Srila Prabhupada would accept my answer. But Srila Prabhupada replied, one may temporarily suspend the order of the spiritual master, but he can never neglect it. And then he said, just like my spiritual master also ordered me to write, but I've been so busy traveling and preaching in India, I also hardly have time to write. So you can suspend the order of the spiritual master, but you can never neglect it. So this principle is repeated here in Srila Prabhupada's concluding words. I could not, however, immediately take up his instructions to preach, but I took his words very seriously and was always thinking of how to execute his order, although I was quite unfit to do so. In this way, I passed my life as a householder until 1950, when I retired from family life as a vanaprastha. With no companion, I loitered here and there until 1958, when I took sannyas. Then I was completely ready to discharge the order of my spiritual master. Previously, in 1936, just before his divine grace passed away, I wrote him a letter asking what I could do to serve him. In reply, he wrote me a letter dated 13th December 1936, ordering me in the same way to preach in English the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as I had heard it from him. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur repeated the same instruction. He confirmed that this was his desire for Srila Prabhupada to preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the English language, as Prabhupada had heard it from him. And as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, that would be good for him and good for those who heard him and helped him. After he passed away, I started the fortnightly magazine Back to Godhead sometime in 1944 and tried to spread the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through this magazine. After I took sannyas, a well-wishing friend suggested that I write books instead of magazines. Magazines, he said, might be thrown away, but books remain perpetually. So Srila Prabhupada took the advice of the well-wishing friend in support of the instruction from his Guru Maharaj. And in that way, Srila Prabhupada was very open to accepting suggestions from friends in pursuance of his instructions from his spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada had a friend in Bombay named Sri Brijratan Mota, who he had been the wealthiest man in what later became West Pakistan, and he was married to R.D. Birla's daughter. So Mr. Mota suggested to Srila Prabhupada that he serialize excerpts from the Bhagavad Gita in Back to Godhead magazine. And Srila Prabhupada took the advice, although he didn't choose to print excerpts from the Bhagavad Gita. He rather decided to print excerpts from Srimad Bhagavatam. And that practice continues till today. Every issue of Back to Godhead magazine has a section of from Srimad Bhagavatam. And that idea came from Srila Prabhupada's friend in Bombay, Sri Brijratan Mota. Magazines, he said, might be thrown away, but books remain perpetually. Then I attempted to write Srimad Bhagavatam. Before that, when I was a householder, I had written on Srimad Bhagavad Gita and had completed about 1,100 pages. But somehow or other, the manuscript was stolen. In any case, when I published Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, in three volumes in India, I thought of going to the USA. Srila Prabhupada commented that, most of his godbrothers went to England, not to America, and they failed. And Srila Prabhupada thought, let me go to America. If I fail, at least let me fail in a different place. In any case, when I had published Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto in three volumes in India, I thought of going to the USA. By the mercy of His divine grace, I was able to come to New York on September 17, 1965. Since then, I have translated many books, including Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, a summary, and many others. In the meantime, I was induced to translate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and publish it in an elaborate version. In his leisure time and later life, His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would simply read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was his favorite book. He used to say that there would be a time when foreigners would learn the Bengali language to read the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Srila Prabhupada also, when he was on the Jaladuta, making the voyage from India to America, he also mentioned that he was tasting the nectarine of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The work on this translation began about 18 months ago. Now, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his divine grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it is finished. In this connection, I have to thank my American disciples. So throughout this concluding words, Srila Prabhupada is not taking any credit for himself. He's giving credit to his Guru Maharaj and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and now he's giving credit to his disciples. In this connection, I have to thank my American disciples, especially Sriman Pradumya Das Adhikari, Sriman Nitai Das Adhikari, Sriman Jayadvaita Das Brahmachari, and many other boys and girls who are sincerely helping me in writing, editing, and publishing all these literatures. I think that His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, is always seeing my activities and guiding me within my heart by His words. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adhikavaya. That's from the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. That the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam was imparted in the heart of Brahma. Spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart, wherein the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His Paramatma feature, is always sitting with all His devotees and associates. So we know that the Lord and His Paramatma feature is sitting within the heart. But here, Srila Prabhupada makes a striking additional statement that the Lord is sitting within the heart along with all His associates. So that means that not only is the Lord in the heart, but the spiritual master is also in the heart. Literally, not just in a figurative way, but actually. Spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart, wherein the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature is always sitting with all His devotees and associates. It is to be admitted that whatever translation work I have done is through the inspiration of my spiritual master, because personally I am most insignificant and incompetent to do this materially impossible work. I do not think myself a very learned scholar, but I have full faith in the service of my spiritual master. His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If there is any credit to my activities of translating, it is all due to His Divine Grace. So again, Srila Prabhupada is not taking any credit for himself, but he's giving all the credit to his spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada also said that if we try to take credit for ourselves, there will be so many problems. But if we give credit to the spiritual master and Krishna, then everything will go nicely. If there is any credit to my activities of translating, it is all due to His divine grace. Certainly, if His divine grace were physically present at this time, it would have been a great occasion for jubilation. But even though He is not physically present, I am confident that He is very much pleased by this work of translation. He was very fond of seeing many books published to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, our society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, has been formed to execute the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So here, Srila Prabhupada is saying that ISKCON has been formed to execute the will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, especially by publishing and distributing books. It is my wish that devotees of Lord Chaitanya all over the world enjoy this translation. As Srila Prabhupada said, we should not only distribute His books, we should also read them. It is my wish that devotees of Lord Chaitanya all over the world enjoy this translation, and I am glad to express my gratitude to the learned men in the Western countries who are so pleased with my work that they are ordering in advance all my books that will be published in the future. On this occasion, therefore, I request my disciples, that's all of us, on this occasion, therefore, I request my disciples who are determined to help me in this work to continue their cooperation fully, so that philosophers, scholars, religionists, and people in general all over the world will benefit by reading our transcendental literatures such as Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So yeah, this is our mission, this is our service. Srila Prabhupada also wrote me personally, go on increasing books and go on increasing my pleasure. Thus end the Bhakti Vedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, dated November 10, 1974, at the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, Hare Krishna Land, Juhu, Bombay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. So I think we have a few minutes. If any of you have any questions or comments, you can raise your hand. All right, so thank you for listening. Oh.
Yes,
Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, I have a question from the Srila Prabhupada class that we heard earlier today. And that is that Srila Prabhupada said the test is you've taken Krishna consciousness. Have you taken Krishna consciousness to disturb Krishna, or are you serious? Prabhupada mentioned that. Can you kindly explain what Srila Prabhupada meant in this regard?
Yes, Srila Prabhupada made a similar statement elsewhere, that in the beginning, Maya will test the devotee, whether the devotee is sincere to serve Krishna or has come to disturb Krishna. Because Maya is also a servant of Krishna, and so she wants to help separate the sincere ones from the less sincere ones. And so she tests us, and passing the test means that we continue to chant our rounds, follow the regulative principles, and engage in the process of bhakti yoga. And if we're not so sincere, if we just want some material benefit from Krishna consciousness, and then Maya tests us and places some obstacles, then we'll go away. And in that way, Maya protects Krishna from insincere people who will just come and bother him. Hare Krishna.
How is the writing going?
I think the writing's going well. my latest book, Dancing White Elephants, Traveling with Srila Prabhupada in India, is basically ready. The printer is sending an advance copy for my final approval. And once I give my final approval, it should be available here within 2 weeks. And then I've completed maybe 90%, at least 90% of a book about Boston when I first met Srila Prabhupada and the devotees and came to Krishna consciousness. So that's pretty close to being finished. But I have a good team of editors, so after I finish the manuscript, then I send it on. Of course, Kalachandri Das is my main editor. And then I have Vishaka Priyadasi and Madhurika Dasi and Nikunja Vilasini Dasi, who is with us today. And they do a very good job of editing. So the finished product is usually quite good by Krishna's grace and their cooperation. Incidentally, your Guru Maharaj came to visit me a couple of days ago, and he showed me the plans for the new temple in Pandharpur, which included some segments of you very enthusiastically describing the project. So yeah, I'm sure it'll be a success. We wish you all the best. Any other questions? Yes?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj, Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami was talking about taking the dust off the feet of the readers of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So how can we develop this mode that someone who has written a book, he is talking about taking the dust off the feet of the readers? How can we so thoroughly convince that everyone is a better devotee than us?
Well, you know, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was very humble, extremely humble. He said that he's lower than the worm in stool, and more fallen than Jagai and Madhai. That is a very advanced stage of Krishna consciousness, which we cannot imitate. And in his mood of humbleness, he is feeling grateful to his readers that they have taken the trouble, taken the time and taken the trouble to read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he feels grateful to them. So, yeah, he's a very, very pure soul. And we have a lot to learn, not only from what he's written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but also from his example of humility. Yes?
When you said that you then politique, social, and Prabhupada writes in a moment to me that he said that we should preach this in the books and write for politics, for social, for religious. Can you enlighten?
Can you repeat the question? I didn't quite follow.
Sorry. Prabhupada described that we should distribute the books and also write and speak to the people who are relevant, social, political, religious. Do you remember this portion of the lecture of Chaitanya Charitamrita? I would like some enlightenment about preaching for politics, social, people.
I'm not completely sure I understand the question, but initially, when Srila Prabhupada met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he argued that India was still under foreign subjugation, and that people would not respect the message of India because India was not yet an independent nation, and that first India should become independent. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur replied that the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is too important to wait for such considerations as India's political independence. And Srila Prabhupada was convinced that, yes, we should immediately take up the cause. We don't have to wait for India to become politically independent. Okay, thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. You mentioned today about it's not just the Lord who is seated in the heart, but also His devotees and associates, which means the spiritual master is in the heart as well. How do we awaken ourselves to feeling His presence in the heart?
We need to purify the heart, cheto darpano marjanam, and we purify the heart mainly by chanting and hearing. Attentive chanting and hearing. And when we do that, then, the heart becomes cleansed. Also in the second chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it explains how Krishna is situated in the heart as the well-wishing friend of the truthful devotee. Truthful devotee means, sincere, not duplicitous. And from within the heart, he cleanses the desire for material enjoyment. And later it also explains that when one is freed from the desire for material enjoyment, one can get instructions from the Lord within the heart or the Guru within the heart. So you should chant attentively and read. Chant and read. And our heart will become cleansed, and then we'll be able to feel the presence of the Lord in the heart along with His devotees and associates.
Watching you even when you were not physically around.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, Srila Prabhupada said of his spiritual master that he felt that he was always looking over his shoulder at what he was doing. Oh yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
You're saying that that in spite of trying to be humble, you still might offend devotees? And then what's the question?
So how can we develop this humility in this true sense? Can a humble person still commit offenses to devotees?
So, well, Srila Prabhupada advise us to address one another as Prabhu. Prabhu means master. So if the other is our Prabhu, our master, that means we're their servant. And if we're always in the mood of being servants of the other devotees, Prabhus, then we won't commit offenses.
But sometimes you may have a service where you have to, you will still
Well, it might be part of your service to correct someone, but if you try to correct the person, you know, in a humble mood, with respect, then the other person shouldn't take offense. And Srila Prabhupada said that if correction is offered with sympathy, it's more likely to be accepted. Yeah, just on this point of Prabhu, we should mean it, we should feel it. As Srila Prabhupada said, not that we say, "Oh Prabhu, please come and bring my slippers." Not that Prabhu. Hare Krishna. I don't think you can write if you think that you're the doer. We can write only by the mercy of our spiritual master and our superiors. And Srila Prabhupada quoted, I mean, like practically every chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami concludes, you know, Rupa Raghunatha Padayara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. That he's giving the credit to his spiritual masters. He's dependent on the mercy of his spiritual masters to write. Well, the main thing is sincerity. And Srila Prabhupada gave two approaches to being sincere or becoming sincere. One, he said that you show your sincerity by following all the instructions of the spiritual master, however big or small. And the other, he said, you become sincere by associating with sincere devotees. So, yeah, a man is known by the company he keeps, so I suggest you keep company with devotees whose qualities you and mood of service you want to imbibe. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is 90% association.
This question is not relevant, but I used to like walk that side. So many devotees just stand Radhe Radhe. So that is their mantra. So like I heard that Prabhupada told Kali Yuga mantra is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So by chanting Radhe Radhe, if they will go to Krishna or what, that is authentic? Like, I have a doubt, I thought I asked.
Well, we should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I mean, there's no harm in chanting Radhe Radhe. But we, you know, iti so so dashakam nam nam. These the 16 words of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra are especially designed to counteract the influence of Kali Yuga. So we should, you know, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And we should also pray to the Pancha Tattva to help us to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And therefore in Kirtan and even in Japa, we chant the Pancha Tattva Mantra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And then we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah, that's our process. Yes. Well, my dear godbrother, His Grace Burijan Prabhu, has written an essay on prayerful reading. And the idea is while we're reading, we should be praying to get instructions that are relevant to our lives, and then apply those instructions for our spiritual improvement. So that should be our mood when we read, that we're looking for some guidance that we can apply in our lives. And of course, we also want to preach, we want to help others, so we can also find things that we read that can be useful for preaching to help others. But at the same time, we want to see what's there for us to adopt and apply in our lives. All right, my dear devotees, thank you for listening so patiently and attentively. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, concluding words ki jai, Hare Krishna.